Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. With me is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
And on the phone today, we have Tony Sertich. He is the president of the Northland Foundation. Welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
So last week, we talked about the initiative foundations, the Northland Foundation being one of six scattered around the state of Minnesota. And these initiative foundations are celebrating 30 years of existence, which is tremendous. And there are several ways in which these initiative foundations engage with their regions in terms of economic development and children and families and general support for their communities. But there is one thing that I know you wanted to talk about, Tony, and that is child care. Apparently, there is a strong need for additional child care services in Greater Minnesota.
Absolutely, and it's one of the incredible challenges that they're facing many of our rural communities. The workers, the people who want jobs or have jobs, and the businesses who are looking for workforce. You know, workforce is an incredible challenge, and we're seeing that in every corner of our state. And Minnesota is known for having great labor participation, and especially from both genders, male and female. We have some of the highest numbers of workforce participation of both men and women in the country. But one of the challenges for a healthy workforce is many of these families have children. And what do we do in families? You know, generations ago, and when I grew up, you know, when my mom and dad went to work, I stayed with my grandparents, and I kind of flip-flop between one set of grandparents and the other set of grandparents, and that's the era I lived in. Well, demographics are changing, and people aren't, you know, necessarily living in the same community as some of their extended families, so many folks don't have those sorts of options, but need to and want to participate in the workforce. And so we've seen these challenges around providing quality daycare, and the importance of quality daycare as well is child's brains at that time are really learning and maturing in ways that are so important for the rest of their lives. And so we have higher expectations about what that looks like. And so we at the Northland Foundation, some of the other initiative foundations, are really looking at making sure we're providing training, we're providing opportunities, and partnering with other organizations. In Northeastern Minnesota, we're partnering with the United Way up here of Northeastern Minnesota, who has seen this as value as well. And so they're trying to bring together and see how we can provide better daycare opportunities for many of the businesses and workers in our region. We just had an event in Duluth here at our big arena here, the DEC. We're over 350 providers, and we're talking about the private at homes, we're talking about the group ones, we're talking about all different aspects of delivering child care, over 350 providers in for a training and appreciation event, and learning new tools, learning new opportunities, finding out how to better serve. And this daycare issue is not just a 9-to-5 issue anymore, and many businesses are seeing this. So you're actually seeing some businesses getting into the fact of having daycare right on site for their employees, because it's not just drop them off before you go to work. You might have that second shift. It's providing those daycare opportunities, not just during the day. It's really now child care instead of daycare, because you may be dropping off at 7 o'clock in the morning, or you might be dropping off at noon and hoping they can stay there till 6, 7 o'clock at night.
Thanks, Tony.
Absolutely.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.